Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In 2008, Focus on the Family released The Truth Project, hosted by our good friend Del Tackett. The series began with Pontius Pilate famously asking, "What is truth?" It's a question that must be asked and answered by each and every individual. In my opinion, truth is reality as God defines reality. To divorce ourselves from truth is to divorce ourselves from reality, and a life divorced from reality is like a ship without a rudder, directionless and completely at the mercy of the tides and wind. It's sad enough to watch individuals who live their lives believing that all truth is relative, but it's a catastrophe when a nation as a whole collectively buys into that lie. It's a slippery slope that leads to absurdity, and we've watched this absurdity unfold in slow motion over the past 50 years. It began slowly, but now it's picking up steam. In 1962, prayer was removed from public school. In 1973, we legalized abortion. In 2003, homosexuality was declared normal. In 2015, the Supreme Court recognized same-sex marriage, even though 36 states had banned it in their state constitutions. Now, we stand on the verge of crafting a whole new set of laws that say that a person can actually change their sex, and anyone who disagrees can be charged with a hate crime. The absurdity of this slippery slope was on full display this week as the U.S. House of Representatives held hearings on abortion access if Roe v. Wade is overturned. As predicted, it was dominated by a who's who of the pro-abortion left. But the most interesting exchanges came when witnesses tried to walk the fine line between subjective truth and reality as God defines reality. Needless to say, one after another, they crashed and burned. At one point, Amy Ehrenbeit of the pro-abortion group Avow Texas was asked to define a woman. She responded that everyone can decide for themselves. Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina then followed up by asking her if she believed that men can become pregnant and have abortions. Yes, she replied. Smelling blood, Republicans then asked the same question of Dr. Yashika Robinson. "So you say you're a woman. Can you tell us what a woman is?" "Yes," she replied. "I'm telling you I'm a woman." "Is that as comprehensive a definition as you can give me?" Bishop asked. Robinson deflected and refused to answer. This is what happens when we divorce ourselves from the fact that there is only one truth, and that is reality as God defines reality. It's not hard to see that subjective truth is not truth at all, but rather a semantic game that defies logic. And the sad thing is that far too many lawmakers are trying to make policy based on subjective truth. What's worse is that those who disagree are being silenced, charged with hate crimes, or fined, as in the case of Jack Phillips, the cake baker from Colorado. It's time to replace woke lawmakers and judges with those who understand that the ship of state will never stay on course without recognizing the God-honoring truths upon which this nation was founded. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.